We sing all the time, you know, in the Karamojong. I mean, singing is one of the most beautiful things we have for our souls, you know, and our mind, you know, just to free it from everything. We don't have much tension apart from hunger. We sing when we are breastfeeding the baby. We sing when we are grinding the millet. We sing when we are harvesting our sorghum. We sing when we are cutting firewood. And we sing when we are getting married. Most of the girls sing sorrowful songs because they are forced to marry the man she does not want, and she's already got her favorite man, herself found it under the moonlight, which is not accepted in the Karamojong society. But still the girl does it, and so she sings. So let me sing a song, and of course I also sang that same song because I was also forced to marry a man that I really never wanted. I wanted to be alone, but the man had 5 women. So I sang this song, and most of the Karamojong girls also sing this song. This is how it goes. Ebalana telo ebuni. Ebalala pato ebuni. Ebalana telo ebuni. Ebalala pato ebuni. Ikinyari tinya muran kalore. Ikinyari tinya muran kalore. Ana uta kone kitanu. Ana uta kone kitanu. So the girl is really angry. I'd rather die than marrying this man. Maybe I don't know how many women he has. So I'll take my baby boy. And you know, you could say that the Karamojong girls, that's the time they really push up things and say, no, either I die or I get married, you know. We have also our big heads. Not only that the men are above us, but the Karamojong also have their heads, you know. So I mean, this is how our culture is. And I've also gone through these things, and I tore this bondage of the Karamojong, not taking that guy, my people, my parents, you know, chose for me. So I took the man I wanted, and actually, education begins from us from the beginning. The day you are born, you are singing. Your mother is carrying you in the womb, she's singing. So you come out while singing already. The first cry is already to us is a song. Well, this one, you don't learn it. You hear it from other girls. Because girls walk in a convoy. The young girls, when collecting water, we go in a convoy. So the little ones also are curious to be there, to do the work that the elder ones are doing. So, and at the same time, they are singing, and you are growing in this singing group. So you are singing all the time. I mean, you don't have to sit there and sing. They teach you this is A, B, C, D, and all this. No, you just pick the rhythm, and you go with the rhythm, with the convoy, and you grow in it. You come to understand the meanings of these songs, and these songs, and these songs, and these songs. And later on, you compose your own also. The way I did also, I composed also my own songs. We compose songs about nature, about everything we use, we have, we eat. About your stomach, you can compose a song. I mean, this is how our songs come out, you know? It's not, well, we compose when we look up in the stars and we admire the way they move, their elegance. You compose a song. So, I mean, when I, to compare here in Europe, it's the same thing, because when I hear all these musicians, the way they are singing, Sarah Connor, for example, about her sick child, she composed a song, a beautiful song, okay, sorrowful at the same time. See, I mean, they all act the same way as the Karamojong. So, in the end, I say, what's education? We are already educated.